I want to tell you a few short things, just a few minutes of halachic lam l'shanyanim relating to the parasha. Interesting shaila. This is a tashbetz. I was not aware of this. It seems like it's a famous tashbetz, but to me it's new. An adult that has a bris milah that did not have a bris milah and now for the first time is having a bris milah. First, he was not brought up religious, and so now he realizes that he's mechuyev to have a bris milah. Or let's talk about a ger that converts, and now they are going to perform a bris milah. Is he allowed to have a bris milah on Thursday? Thursday, shocking question, right? Thursday is within 3 days of Shabbos. The Gemara tells us that an adult, it's not true for a child. In the time of Chazal, it may have been true for a child. I shouldn't say it's not true for a child. You can be machmer, you can be mechal Shabbos for a child, even 3 days after bris milah. But certainly for an adult, that has a bris milah, even today, there is a degree of sakana for 3 days. Maybe Hatavas bris would be easier. Would be much more legal. But there's a halacha that doing something within going through a surgical procedure within 3 days before Shabbos.
Childbirth.
What?
Same
childbirth. Induced. We won't discuss that. But you're getting involved with doctors. You want a certain doctor, and also playing around there. You'll find a heter. Guaranteed. But when it comes to bris milah, there's no emergency. There's mamish no emergency. A child, you're not going to play with a child. The woman wants the baby now. All right, so whatever. But bris milah, what's the emergency? You didn't have a bris milah until now, so you wait another day. So the problem is that doing 3 days before Shabbos is a halacha. You're not allowed to enter into a situation where there will be a possible chil Shabbos within 3 days of Shabbos. So is the person allowed to have a bris milah? So shockingly, the Tashbit says no. The Tashbit says that an adult, anytime it's milah shalei bizman, a bris milah should not be done on Thursday, because or even Friday as well. Thursday, Friday, because it will invariably lead to chil Shabbos. A tinuk, it seems, it could be that he holds also the same thing. We don't. Now, obviously, we do not paskin like this. This is not the Magen Avraham and the Taz. They disagree. And the question is why.
Who is the person?
Tashbetz. Tashbetz was one of the early Achronim.
Tashbetz.
With the Tzadi. Tashbetz. And I think the Mishmur quotes the Tashbetz, if I'm not mistaken, Hilchas Shabbos. And the question is, why don't we paskin like this Tashbetz? He's on the mark. He seems to be saying something which is very logical. So just showing a simple idea. So the answer given is, it brings out the choymer of bris milah. Bris milah is, every moment one delays having a bris milah, there's a chiv karas, so to speak. It's not. There is no chiyuv karis, but the chiyuv karis hangs over the person. The person leaves this world without having a bris milah. When he had the opportunity to do so, then in the next world he's going to have a problem. There is karis. Therefore, a person who a mitzvah that is the category of karis overrides the possibility or even the potential that there will be a Chil Shabbos. So Chil Shabbos also is karis. It's not real Chil Shabbos because the person is a chayle, sakana, hutra, dechuya. This principle that we are familiar with, that a person is not allowed to travel 3 days before Shabbos, is only when the matter, the reason why what he wants to do is either a dvar reshus, or even it's a dvar mitzvah, but it's not a dvar mitzvah on the level of a chiyuv karis. Yeah.
Because he's a guy.
Oh, that's another case. So then the question is, that's where I'm coming. Oh. So this whole heter, this beautiful heter of the Taz Nagin Avram, is only true when it comes to a Jew, a Yisrael, who's the Nagin Avram Bris Milah. But a non-Jew, there's no Chiv Karis.
Right.
He's now first becoming a Jew. Maybe there we should be machmer and not to allow a guy.
Not be machmer. Because what are you going to say? I can't do it today because there'll be a Chil Shabbos. He's a guy
that's not shy of shit. Oh, so that's a very interesting svar in the Chanami. So that's interesting svar to
what?
What?
You're going to have a Jew do the bris milah for this person?
Yeah.
So he doesn't want.
So the Jew is not. So the Jew is not. He's just doing the bris milah on behalf of the guy, but the guy is allowing himself to be done to himself. The chil Shabbos is going to be done by the goy. I mean, not by the. Okay, so that's another svar you can play around with. Is he mechuyev now? Another reason to be mad that he's not mechuyev now, since at this very moment he's a goy, he's not mechuyev now. Taking into consideration what's going to be 3 days now, but that's not really true because since you're planning to become a Jew, so then you're mechuyev now at this moment. I'm taking into consideration what's going to be 3 days later on. Okay, another answer given though is that the, besides the din of koreis, this week's parasha, it says in the Torah in the parasha bris milah the word bris 13 times. The concept of bris, of making a covenant with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is so great, even for a guy, it overrides the concern of a Chil Shabbos. A bris is everything. It's an ois that this is that we are one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That connection is all encompassing. It says everything about Klal Yisrael, about the person that's entering into the covenant, and therefore we not in this instance we have taken into consideration what's going to be when Shabbos comes. Okay, that's one. So another interesting. So here's the following shaila. A person that I saw the shaila was asked of Chaim Knievsky. It's a very bizarre question, and the answer is a shocking answer. And then when the person who's asking this question is in the name of the sefer Shvivei Yesh. I have an old sefer Shvivei Yesh. It's like Lom Nisha. In Yonim on the parish bar of Shmuel Eliezer Stern. I don't know who he is. The Ram Yeshivas Chug Chassam Machne Avram. I don't know what this is. Someone from Eretz Yisrael. It's an old, very old safe. Not old. It's an old safe. 15, 20 years. Here's the Shaila. A person loses $1 million. A person lost a knapsack of money. Cash. Okay, lost money in the street. A hoin rav. $100,000. And he's going out of his mind. He lost it. All of a sudden, in the middle of who knows where, in the Grand Central Station, Times Square, Grand Central Station, he loses a knapsack full of cash. No name, no simonim whatsoever. Not a single simon. You don't even know what the serial number on the dollar bills are.
The simon is that he had $100,000. That's a big amount.
Let's say they don't even know exactly how much he had, whatever, and he lost it in a place that there are a million people running through this area, and he loses the money. The person lost the money and he faints, and then someone finds a knapsack. A Jew finds a knapsack. Al pi halacha, is the Jew mechuyev to give him back the money? Al pi halacha, according to Iker Hadin, Loren Bar Mitzi has no obligation whatsoever. Miayish, what?
That was Miayish, right?
Well, it doesn't make a difference. Barla daito eitzel koladam. It doesn't make a difference. That's the halacha. The halacha is there's no simanim. It doesn't make a difference. Miayish. It's barla daito. It's gone. That amount of money, that's the halacha. Shulchan Aruch, the halacha. What?
Find his keepers, lose his weepers.
The halacha is in a place that's a reshus harabim, and the majority is a goyim. Or let's say even everyone is a goy. There's no, there is no hope. Al pi, according to the letter of the law, in this situation where there is no money, the money was lost in the Rishus Harabim, the person who finds the money has no obligation to return the money. But it's not a good idea to keep the money. Obviously, from circumstantial evidence, we know the money belongs to him. So the person has to be, the person, Lefnim Yishuras Hadin, should give back the money. What? Laws of the Shemayim, Lefnim Yishuras Hadin, he should give back the money. Okay. He gives back money. So the question was asked of Chaim Knievsky before he, since only it's only a hiddur to give back the money, it's lifnei mishur sadin, is he mechuyev to give first meiser? So I saw the question. I like you. I laughed. Right? I laughed. I found I'm in Grand Central Station on a busy day. There are a million people walking around. They're all goyim. I find the knapsack. Look there, how many knapsacks like this are sold? Millions of knapsacks.
There's no identification.
No, nothing, zero zilch, no, nothing, nothing. I'm not mechuyev to give back to him. I'll lift him assurance that I'm going to give it back to him. And why? So I'm mechuyev to first separate 10%. No, this week's parsha. This week's parsha is Vayiti Leimasa Mikol. So Chaim Kinyevsky says, you mechuyev. Yes, so he says, shocking, huh? Rav Chaim kind of said, so the person who wrote the Sefer, it seems like he had a long argument with him. He says, why are you mechuyev? You're giving it back with Nimishur Sadin. And I really forgot all the details, but at part of this whole conversation, what? What?
How do you know that the guy who lost it didn't give
Meiser? It doesn't matter. Let's say he did give Meiser. It's new money. It's new money. Double taxation.
It's
new money, exactly. The person who found it, Meikarad didn't find his keepers, losers, sleepers. Meikarad didn't, it's my money. A windfall. I find money, I have new money that comes into my possession. The halacha is, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Vayita, you're supposed to give Meiser Ksafim. 10%. He mechuyev to give 10%, ma'aseh ksafim. So it's my money, I give ma'aseh ksafim 10%, so I'll give it back to the loser, lefnei mishum, $90,000.
Or taxes.
What?
Taxes, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of talk about that.
What about
Chutz Laaretz? What should we do?
Ma'aseh ksafim is derisive.
Yeah. Well, that's not mitzvah klis baretz. Only ma'aseh on karka, on peros. So the question was, why am I cooking that? I really felt all the details. So the person, after giving back, if I'm going to set him, what can I tell you? It's a pasuk in the Torah. What pasuk in the Torah? This week's parasha. What happened by Avraham? Avraham, michut v'yat seroch nal in I don't want nothing. Avram took from Melech Sodom and the four kings, the five kings, he had in his possession everything. He gave it all back. And what does it say before he gave it all back? First, before he gave it back, he Malki Tzedek Vayitain Lo Maser Mikol. Before Avram gave everything back to the Melech Sodom, Melech Amora, he gave 10% to Malki Tzedek. 10%. So the person says, but the person is doing a mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, Lifnim Mishur Sadin. So Chaim says, and Avram also did a mitzvah. He was Mekadei Shem Shemaim. He did even a bigger mitzvah. Kid, Shem Shemaim is a bigger mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Of, in Ekach Mikol Hashemir, Michut V'yat Tzeroch Nal, is the biggest Kiddush Hashem you can possibly make to show that everything belongs to the Rebbe. And despite the fact that Avram did a bigger mitzvah, still Avraham, Vayitil and Masim Mikol, because it's my money. It's my money, and now I want to make kind of the mitzvah of my sex off him. So he gave him 10%, and then he gave back the rest of the money. And that's how. Unbelievable. It's a chiddush neira. A chiddush nifla.
You guys
going to
say, call the case, and he stole me with 10%.
That's what he'll say.
There'll be a killer.
What's the case of New Haven?
Where the guy found the money.
Oh, when he gave it all back. So he didn't give my six off him.
Yeah.
He didn't. Okay, you're right. I don't know. This is the way the person who wrote the Sefer, obviously, he's on your side of the fence, okay? He's like, in shock. He's in shock at this Psak Halacha. And he's now, you see, he has a whole debate with Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky, at the very end of this whole thing, he says, what do you want? It's a Pasuk in the Torah. What can I tell you? New Haven, right? Good case in point. I don't know the answer. No one there told him. No one. So, and Malki and Melech Stone is not a guy. You listen, I don't know.
They wanted him to prove.
I found this to be fascinating. That's why I presented.
It would have been found on Avenue J and not in Grand Central.
So, it doesn't, I don't think it makes a difference. You go bust a ride. It doesn't make a difference. I don't know the details of Shulchan Aruch. I have to look up. Okay, now there's just a quick idea. This is an old idea. I just to refresh your memory. Why is it that we only wear talis and tefillin? We only wear talis and tefillin by shachas. Even though today you go to some places, there's strange people that are wearing talis and tefillin by mincha. But bederech klal, the hamoinam only wears talis and tefillin shachas, not by ma'ariv and not by mincha. Why? It's a pasuk in this week's parasha. This old pasuk can say this. It's just a nice idea to refresh yourself. You probably heard this once upon a time. Is because why do we wear? Where does it come from? Wearing talis and tefillin, in michut v'yat seroch nal. In reward for saying in michut, he was zeicher to the tzitzis. In reward for Avram saying seroch nal, Avram was rewarded with the ritzua shel tefillin. Who was the one that was misaki in tefillah shachris? Avraham. Who was misaki in tefillah mincha? Yitzhak. Who was misaki in tefillah smariv? Yaakov. That's one of the halachim. Being that it's Avraham's tefillah, Avraham was misaki in shachris, and Avraham was the one that said in michut v'yat seroch nal. So it's only during Avraham's tefillah that we wear the michut and the seroch nal, the talis and the tefillin. Mincha is Yitzchak. Yitzchak didn't say michut v'yat seroch nal. Ma'ariv is Yaakov. Therefore, again, it's a little drush, it's a little not done, but it's a nice little sod. It's a good kasha. Why do you wear talis and tefillin by mincha?
I think that's a chazal.
What? This thing? This
That idea, the connection. Is it?
I'm not sure it's a chazal. I think it's more of a chassidish type of art. I don't know the answer. Okay, another interesting shayla, which comes to this parish, is we all know that when you wake up in the morning, what do you put on first? You put on your right shoe first. And what do you tie? Then what do you do next? You put on your left shoe. And then which one do you tie first? If you have shoelaces, the left. So you always put right, left, and then you tie. Why? Why is that so? Because tefillin, you tie, every time you do a tying, the tying should be done on the left first.
So the
Then your right becomes the left. Okay. So the question is this true? Let's say you are tying you have some type of garment. You have a garment and you put on your I don't know how this works. You have to tie something onto your shirt. I don't know. It seems like there are certain types of garments that also have to be tied. The right, left knickers could be okay. Chassidim, you put on the right. Is there a halacha on other garments? Whether it is a shirt, whether it's a pair of pants, in which you have straps that need to be tied. Is there also a hakpada that you should first put on the right, then the left, and then you should tie the left first? So the answer is no. According to most posts, can because of this parasha, in michut v'at serochnal. In the Torah, there is only a connection between a shoe strap and the tefillin. In reward for Avraham saying seroch nal, he zocht the ritzua shel tefillin. Chazal only make this equivalence of the strap of tefillin to a shoe. That's where there is this equivalence. But when it comes to tying other things, if you have to put on a garment, you have to tie the right and the left, there is no hakpad of the fakirat. You should first put on the right. The right is always more chashuv. You should put on the right first, and you should tie the right first. It's only shoe straps, because of seroch nal, which Chazal enter and tell us there is an equivalence. Now, here comes the catch. Take this one step further. Women. This would be a good topic a year ago, remember, it was in the news, women wearing tefillin. Right? Women wearing tefillin. So women don't wear tefillin. Right? As far as we know. Women don't wear tefillin.
The story was by Avraham Avinu, but it wasn't by a woman
Okay, but what Avram does goes for the whole cloud. The things that Avram did, the whole cloud is show. Avram was Makambo the Torah, the whole. Okay, but when a woman puts on a shoe, is there a hakpada? So according to the court, there's a natural extension of this halacha. Women, there's no hakpada. A woman is allowed, and if, in fact, it's preferred that she should tie the right shoe first. Because since this chazal tells us in michut v'yat seroch nal, it creates an equivalence between a shoe strap and the tefillin. It's only a person that's shaykh and tefillin. Men are shaykh and tefillin. Women do not wear tefillin. Ramah says women don't tefillin. Even in the Gemara, you only have a case in the Gemara, there's a mice in the Gemara where a woman put the tefillin on a man. You don't even have in the Gemara anywhere a woman wore tefillin. We have a tradition. It's not even clear that it's true that Rashi's daughters wore tefillin. There's a legacy. Is it true? Is it not true? No one knows the truth. And Michal Bashal, but as far as from the time of the Gemara, the Amorim, the Gemara talks about a story where a woman. No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Does it say that she wore tefillin? I don't know. I know he quotes a Gemara where a woman she put on the tefillin for a man. But there's a whole shiloh. Can a woman do that? If a woman herself doesn't wear tefillin, is she allowed to do the kashir for a man? Is she allowed to assist the man put on? Maybe after bar chayuva to put on a man's tefillin. It's very common. People know men who are in the hospital and are able to. So women their wives or their daughters help them put on the tefillin, and they mamash put the tefillin on, they tie the knot. So it's a question, is a woman allowed to do? Because a woman is not someone who puts on tefillin. If you're not putting on tefillin, are you in the category of putting on someone else? Halacha l'maaseh, it's mutter. It's mutter. But this is interesting halacha, that a woman does not have this obligation. The woman does not have an obligation to put on, to tie the left shoe first, because the equivalency is only between michut v'yat seroch now. Okay, let's go to another interesting idea. Going back to bris mila, zerizim makdim with rule of hakpad that we do bris mila as early as possible in the morning. Right, that we're familiar with. 6 o'clock, 6:30, davening bris mila. That's the meaning. It's a very what they do a little later in Yerushalayim because they can't get the moil. What? Surely get up earlier. There, just surely. Who you can't even get an 8 o'clock lean there. So you get an 8 o'clock lean in Yerushalayim. An 8 o'clock minion? Most of them get up.
The
tourists. Oh,
no, no.
Let's talk about. It's a society where you get up very early. Okay, but there's a hakpad of zrizim magdimim limits. Remember, my Rebbe, Rav Kahana, Zeichet Sag Levracha and Tarvadas. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Tarvadas. So he was very into opinion. How many told us many times that he feels that it's shalei kedin, that the oilam today, the very makel with pidyon haben, they do it. Well, no, many times, you're not allowed to do pidyon haben. Has to be me'etz leis. You're not allowed to do pidyon haben before chatzos. But there are situations when you can do it early in the morning. So it became the custom, even when you can do it early in the morning, people still delay. They dilly dally. They do it in the afternoon. So he was very, he was a kohen also. He was a kohen. So he used to insist. He made the calculation. When was the baby born? And he made the calculation. And if you were able to do the pinyin aben, the earliest time would have been the night. That means you do. But the minig b'derech klal is to do pinyin aben by day. B'derech klal, you don't do pinyin aben at night because persume nisa. And persume nisa, according to many poskim, is only fulfilled when it's day. Not when it's done at night. So there are times you don't have a choice. The different costs. It's a very complicated pinyin aben when you do it. But he was under the opinion, and he used to make a macha. But people should not, when they're able to make it early, you should do it early because there's a halacha called zrizim, magdimim, lemitzos, and that applies to binyan aben, should be done as first as possible. And it's certainly true when it comes to bris mila. So there's a maisa with one of the agers. I'm not sure which ager, but label ager, there's not a rekiv ager. One of his relatives, he was a moyal, and he used to make hachonis, big hachonis. Go to the mikvah and you say to Tehillim, and he would not get around to, when he was on with being the moyel, he would not get around to doing the bris mila until much later, because he took it very seriously and wanted to make hachonis. So he was criticized. He was criticized that you're being over on the minhag ha'olam of zrizim magdim lemitzos. And he responded in the tshuva with a very big chiddush, which opens up a very interesting idea. He says it's not the pshat zrizim magdim lemitzos. Doesn't say zrizim mitzvos lemagdimim. It's a zrizim magdimim lemitzvos. It's the person should make hachonis. The zoris should be magdim. It doesn't mean the mitzvah should be, you should be makdim, you should be mezari as the mitzvah. I'll make the bris mila 6 o'clock in the morning, so I was mezari as the mitzvah. What about me? Well, I'm not ready. I have to first go to mikvah. I have to first daven shacharis. I have to first be in the proper frame of... And 1 hour, that's right, exactly, 1 hour. Exactly. So he felt, so this gets into Shiloh when you can, in other words, let's say, you could have a mitzvah mufchar let's say you have two moilim. One moil does the mila, but oifan mukhuda. Okay, he does it in a way, I don't know all the details. The tzitzah and va'akum, you'll tell me all different things about the tzitzah, the peh, I don't know any of this. But let's say you have two moilim. One moil, he does it be'oifan mechudar. He does something that's mechudar in the bris, whatever it is. You pick and choose. The only thing is, he can only come and arrive 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's the earliest you can get into the bris mila. The other moil is not going to do it be'oifan mechudar, but he'll do it 6 o'clock in the morning. So the shaila is, how far do we apply the principle of Zrizim Makdim L'mitzvos versus a mitzvah that's been done by Oifan Yehuda? So he was Machadesh. There's not even, it's not a trade-off. There is no such thing as Zrizim Akdim. It doesn't enter the equation. Zrizim Akdim does not mean you makdim the mitzvah. It means you makdim the person towards the mitzvah. It's a whole new way to look at Zrizim Akdim and the mitzvahs. And therefore, if you can properly prepare and do it, Bo'efer Mohuder, that is both. That is Zrizim Akdim. You makdim the Zoris to the mitzvah. It's a mila. Halacha l'mayis, I don't know if we accept this. But it's an interesting idea. It's a lumdish idea, which definitely opens up our minds into having a new understanding of Zrizim Makdim L'mitzvos. Okay, another quick lumdish shaila. I don't remember. He didn't win any discussion. I don't know. I didn't discuss it. He for some reason, he used to always focus. He used to always mention that to us. I don't know why. He was also mentioned about mezuzah. Chidush with mezuzahs. He had a lot of chidushim with it. He had a play needs a mezuzah. Go elal, all elal planes need mezuzahs. This is a chiyar chidushim in halacha. All right, another very quick shayla. This shayla is an interesting shayla. It's a common shayla, not baruch. And we have among a certain group of people where you have a bris milah on Shabbos, and let's say they hire a celebrity moel, right? For a Pesach Kron. He's a celebrity moel. People call him up. He always has stories. Read his book, The Maggid. He has stories. So people call him up. They open up a phone book and they find him online. They call him up. Non-religious people. They call him up, Rabbi. We want you to come out to Arizona. Come out. You're going to be our moel. And they're dealing with people that are totally not Shomer Shabbos. When is the Bris Milah? The Bris Milah is on Shabbos. So what does it mean? The Bris Milah is on Shabbos in Arizona, in who knows where, and wherever. When there's a film community, I'm not even there. There's a film community in Arizona. There's going to be massive Chil Shabbos. We're talking about, you know, the Bris Milah is in the place. He's not affiliated, and he's calling his friends, and there's going to be a whole line of limos coming for the Bris Milah on Shabbos, Chil Shabbos. And let's make the question very. If I'm not going to do it, someone else will do it. Because let's make the question. Let's formulate the question in a very. If I'm not going to do it, no one's going to do it. The only one Pesach Kron, because he's a celebrity. The only one a celebrity for the celebrities. If you're not going to do it, so we'll do it on Sunday. Yom HaShmini is Shabbos, and you're our man. You do it, or no, we'll do it on Sunday. So what's the Shaila? If Pesach Kron does the Bris Milah on Shabbos, he's going to be instrumental in Chil Shabbos. Because now the Bris Milah has been done on Shabbos, everyone's coming on Shabbos. So what will be? So will be Shloi Bizman. He'll do it on Sunday, and it'll be Mamayit Chil Shabbos. So this is a very, very tough question. Very tough question. Many Chiluki Deis, there is no answer to this question. And the way I formulated the question is a very stupid question. We see that it's not, because the common answer is, if Pesach Kron, you're not going to do it, I'll get someone else to do it on Shabbos. So that's a very different shaila. Because I'm not causing the whole Shabbos. If I'm not going to be here, there'll be another rabbi that will do it. So then, of course, it'll be mutter. But in a situation where it's all or nothing, Rav Moshe was presented, it seems that Moshe says you do it. It's not your problem. Mila Bizman is day 8. Day 8, Torah says you do a meal on day 8. Chil Shabbos, not your problem. So what do we Chil Shabbos? You didn't tell anyone to drive. They're coming, none of your business, you do it. Other places can be quotes that say they disagree. They hold that Chil Shabbos, if you directly know that you're causing major Chil Shabbos, you can't look away from that. So it's Shalai Bizman. It's okay. But the evidence, it's also good. So he wants this, the Mechaber, the Sefer, by Shechter, he wants to say, Rabbi Stern, Shmuel Elizabeth Stern wants to say, Rabbi Chiddush, Alamnish Chiddush. And it ties into many in Yanim. When who has the mitzvah to do a Bris Milah? There's a din of the father. What happens if there is no father? There's a special Vazeris, because Himol Yimol, Lamar makes a drasha, a repetition of the pasuk, the din on Bez, it's a very unique halacha. Bezdin has an obligation. You just can't give a blind eye. There are certain things in life you can get, you're allowed, Al Pi Halacha, to turn a blind eye. None of my business. Hashavas Aveda. There are times in halacha you're allowed to make believe, you're allowed to turn aside. And the community also can turn aside. It's none of our business. Mind your own business is a very good yusayin in life. But there are certain things in halacha you're not allowed to mind your own business. You're not allowed to. And one of those things is bris milah. If there is a child that does not have bris milah, Beis Din has an obligation to step in and do a bris milah. So here's a very basic fundamental shaila. When a father is not skilled in doing a bris milah, which is 99% of the time, and the father is the man, a shliach, a moyel, is a moyel an extension of the father, or is the moyel a din in the Beis Din? Which principle is the moyel? What?
If he's an extension of the father, then the father doesn't have to make
the father always there, two brachas. The father makes the bracha al-hamila. The father makes when the bracha al-hamila is made by the one that does the act. You don't need the moyel to make that bracha. The father is seeing that his son is being machnas lebrisa. I hear you saying I have to think it through. I don't know the answer, but this is a hakira that is a popular hakira among the achrayim. When the father himself is not skilled and he was manashliach, being that is the gemara in the Sechta Shabbos, Rebbe Lez Danila, that presents this yisoid, that there's a din of Beis Din, that there's a din that when the father doesn't do the bris milah, that Beis Din steps in. It could very well be that every time that there's no din shlichus by a bris milah, the din shlichus by a bris milah automatically gives it over to the din Beis Din. So when a moyel is doing the bris milah, he's not fully acting within the father. It's shemans chiddush. That's what Achrayim want to say, because you don't have such halacha anywhere else in the Torah where there's a father and there's a Beis Din. So if the father is not doing it, who says the moyel is a shlich of the father? The moyel is a shlich of the Beis Din now. It's a chiddush to say such thing, but there is such a mahalach. So he wants to say over here, and this is the machlekes, the paiskim Rav Moshe, and all the other, and the other paiskim in this situation when there's chil Shabbos. Okay, the shayla was, they invite a celebrity moyel, come out to do a bris milah. If you're not going to do it, we're going to wait until Sunday. But if he's going to do it, there's going to be a chil Shabbos. So Moshe says, go for it, do it. Because he wants to say, because Moshe learns the maskana is that a moyel is a, from the Beis Din. It's not the father anymore. It's a din of the Beis Din. The male of the Beis Din, they have an obligation to do the bris milah. They're not mechuyev to take into consideration the chil Shabbos. And the Beis Din, the Torah said that you do a bris milah on day 8. Chil Shabbos, Hayil Chud, V'Hayil Chud. What does Chil Shabbos have to do with anything? What are you doing, Beis Din? I'm doing the bris milah. So someone's doing Mechal Shabbos, that's not your problem, that's not your business. But if you learn that the Moyel is the Shliach of the Father, and then you have no obligation to serve as someone's, it's not my mitzvah. Why is the Moyel doing the bris milah? He's not doing his mitzvah. I'm doing you a favor. I'm acting as your agent. I'm not mechuyev to be your agent when I'm going to cause chil Shabbos. It's not my mitzvah. I have no obligation to do a bris. If I'm an agent of the Beis Din, I'm acting midin the Beis Din. It's a very big chiddush. According to Rav Moshe, according to this mahalach, that a moyel really is every moyel is a celebrity. Because every moyel then, according to this mahalach, is doing his own mitzvah. It really upgrades the whole job of the moyel. A moyel, you do it, I'm a shliach. No, I'm just a messenger. I'm just a messenger. But if you learn that when you're doing the bris milah, you're the Beis Din. That's a chashuv of person. You're a chashuv of role. You know, we see that to be true today because today people, they look for chashuv of moilim. They don't just want a doctor. I know a story. Someone told me first thing that he lived in Texas and he has a Yaakov Kamenetsky. He has a choice. Either a conservative rabbi who is a doctor. He saw him as a mumche. He knows how to do a bris milah like no one else. And then there's a yeshiva shagai in the neighborhood, a kol younger man. He says he's a Talmud Chacham, he's a Yerei Shemayim, 100 times, light years ahead of the conservative rabbi. But you know, he doesn't have Umanyat. Shav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Umanyat. Take the conservative. Umanyat is the Iker. Now, that's all very good. I mean, obviously, that says it all because it's still Sakana here. It says a Sakana issue, Umanyat. But he's just a messenger. What are you? The mitzvah is the father. The father is the mitzvah. The male is a shliach. He's a shliach. He's just a messenger. But if you learn the other side, if the father is not doing it, it's a din in the Beis Din. You want a good Beis Din. You want a chosh of a Beis Din.
So if Yaakov would have held against
That's overrides. A woman can't do brismila. She's not chuyvim brismila. A woman can't be brismila. No, you're still in the din of shlichus. Kain turimu gamatem matem b'nei bris gamatem. That's a din of shlichus. Din of shlichus. You have to be shaykh in the mitzvah. This is separate inyan.
But if it's a best,
yeah,
take a woman. They have to still be
shaykh in the midst. There are different rules. But this is the point. This lom shechakira. What is the moil? Is the moil a shlich of the father? Is it a din of the bezdin? Memela, and he wants to suggest to a chiddush that will be an afkamin in this interesting case where there's going to be chil shabbos. Are you mechuyev to take into consideration chil shabbos? If it's your mitzvah, definitely not. If it's not your mitzvah, you're doing someone a favor. There are limits to how far you have to go in doing someone a favor. You don't do someone a favor when in the process of doing someone a favor, that's none of my business. I'm just doing you a favor. And in the process of me doing a favor, I'm going to be instrumental in bringing my chil Shabbos. You have to take that into consideration because it's not my mitzvah. But if it's your mitzvah, you are the Beis Din. It's your mitzvah, then you don't take that into consideration and you do it on Shabbos no matter what. Okay, we'll stop here.